Sunday afternoon, be here until 3 o'clock. And last week, Gary and I had British balloonist Julia Knott in studio and came by to pick up a tape this afternoon. And I thought, you know what? Will you come back on the air with me? So, yeah, he's here back on the air. And the incredible case you missed this story. Julian is amazing and very well known in the ballooning community, hot air ballooning. 79 world ballooning records, 96 British aviation records that you have set. Recently came to my attention when I saw that you set the world record for the highest tandem jump, just short of 32,000 feet. We're talking about skydiving. Incredible. So we're going to talk to you about that. And for those folks that have missed it, it's so nice to have you back in the studio. Tell me the story, if you will, of how this all began, Julia.
I was in a nightclub with a bunch of people, and they played Pop Up and Away. And one of the people who was there was the daughter of a famous British industrialist. And young, foolish, and desperate to impress, just off the cuff, I said to her, "Do you know what I'm going to give you for a 21st birthday present? I'm going to give you a ride in a balloon." And that one sentence changed the course of my life.
Had you not thought about ballooning before that?
Well, when I was a kid, I can't say that I wanted to make balloons all my childhood, because I made model boats, model airplanes, and I definitely made model hot air balloons, you know, tissue paper hot air balloons. But I can't say that I was obsessed with balloons, but just this one thing came along. And what was so nice was that back in the early 70s, when I bought a balloon, there were 50 model hot air balloons in the world. And so we really got into the absolutely get on the ground floor, and nothing had been done. And I flew to 36,000 feet within 2 years of buying a balloon. I flew to 36,000 feet, and that was then the world altitude record for hot air balloon. And it seems to recognize like 70,000 feet.
So it was easy to start using it.
Yeah, easy to get them, you know. And then nothing succeeds like success. And then from that project, we made it much more difficult. We built the first hot air balloon with a pressure cabin. And that cabin is now in the Smithsonian. And I flew that one 55,000 feet. We made it a lot more difficult for other people.
Well, you are very modest, because you still hold many of those records. And we're going to talk about the tandem jump in just a little bit here. But tell me again, what is it that makes ballooning so alluring, and that there has been such a spike, at least it seems to me, in people that are interested in ballooning? What is it about ballooning?
I just kind of call it surrealist. And what I mean by that, flying a balloon is just unlike anything else in human experience. And there are profound reasons the way your sense of balance works. When you're in a balloon, you feel as though you are motionless. And people just have never flown before. Their first flight, they say this over and over, "I felt I was motionless, and the earth was being pulled past underneath me." And the other thing that's so charming is that you don't have to fly high and fast. You can literally fly quite safely 10 feet over the top of the trees.
What is the most inclement weather that you've ever flown in? Have you seen, I'm sure, rain, the lightning, or?
If you fly, and we'd never do it for choice, in weather when it's just drizzle. Actually, the balloons will steam. They have hot air balloons, and the rain falls on them. Great cloud of steam falls, a great cloud of steam forms above the balloon, but we don't like to fly when it's raining, because then the balloon gets wet and gets taken out and dry, and that's a real pain. But on like the totally different kind of rainy days, on thunder shower days, the last thing in the world you would want to do is fly in a balloon.
Have you ever been in a frightening situation? Or
I don't believe there's an honest pilot. I don't think there's an honest pilot living who hasn't frightened himself a few times.
You're just tuning in. We're chatting with Julian Knott. He lives here in Santa Barbara, but obviously from the UK, and set 79 world ballooning records, just shy of 100 British aviation records. But now you have something, another notch on your belt. You have just set the world record for the highest tandem jump at just a little smidgen under 32,000 feet. So amazing. Were you setting out to actually set that record?
Thinking, Julian, it sort of happened by accident. States. I could always take the best possible parachutes, and I always want to feel that if the moment came when logic says, Julian, it's time to jump out now, the emotional half of me wouldn't say, well, hang on, it's going to be all right. So I like to go and jump for the experience, and I used to do free fall where you just jump out and take care of yourself. But in recent years, our parachutes have got so good and automatic. The last 2 years, I've just done tandem jumps, and I did one in 2012, 2015, didn't very regularly. And this time, you know, we go higher and higher all the time in balloons, and so this time with my colleagues, we decided we'd go and jump from 30,000 feet. It's fairly complicated, your typical flat tandem parachute jump for your bucket list is like 15,000 feet, and you don't need oxygen. 30,000 feet is a whole very different story. You've got to be very careful about your clothes, you've got to be very careful about your oxygen system. And so we were going to jump at 30,000 feet, and then we are talking to the pilot and the people we're going to jump with. And somebody says, just in passing, did you know the record for a tandem parachute jump is 30,500 feet? You've got some idea by now what sort of person I am. I'm a yes competitor. This was a red rag to a balloonist. So I said, how high? Yes. And he said, how high can the airplane go? And we jumped. We jumped from 31,916 feet, and it is a civilian record for tandem jump.
So thrilling, is it thrilling?
I mean, I like this particular jump. I just loved it. Yeah, I have to say that broadly, as far as I'm concerned, skydiving is a little bit like going to the dentist. Yeah, I particularly enjoy it, but I do it because I know it's good for me. You know, most people who skydive do it for the excitement and the fun. Me, I skydive because I feel it's really valuable training to always have the experience.
So, 32,000 feet, I'm just shy of 32,000 feet. How long does it take you to actually get down to the ground when you're taking that kind of jump?
Well, from getting out of the airplane until we opened the parachutes, that was 2 minutes and 12 seconds, and we fell at 188 miles an hour. When I opened the parachutes, it opened at about 5,000 feet, and the parachute fully opened at about 4,000.
And during the free fall part of it, before the parachute opens, eyes wide open.
Oh, yes.
What is that sensation? I guess I just want to know.
Well, I guess, you know, I guess skydiving is not one of those surreal things. And again, that it's not quite like anything else. I mean, it's not quite like driving a car very fast. It's not like quite like riding a motorbike very fast, but it's a bit of everything. And it is extraordinary just being balanced because, you know, once you've accelerated, you don't fall any faster. Your speed is, the pressure is balanced against the air, and you just fall at a steady speed. I mean, you only know you're going so fast because you're looking down at the fields, and they're getting noticeably bigger.
Again, we're talking with Julian Mott in studio with us for a bit longer. It's such a pleasure to have you in. So I have to ask, because you seem like somebody that always has something next. What is next for you?
Oh, we do have a next. But just like, you know, 32,000 feet sounds a long way. The last next was I helped Alan Eustace, who holds the current skydive altitude record, which is 136,000 feet. It's 4 times as high as we went. I designed the balloon system that took him up, and we didn't talk about that project for a full 3 years. And we're working on an interesting project now.
That has to do with him, or are they?
No, different, but similar, I'd say. But another exciting project, maybe not quite as exciting, but an exciting project, and we don't want to talk about it until we get to it.
Well, you'll have to come back in here and talk about it. Do you still have a bucket list of things you'd like to do and places you'd like to balloon? Are there still more? Is there more ballooning for Julian Mott?
Well, you know, I would say like that, for instance, an airplane license, but ballooning not boring. And that's a lot quicker from happening. And it would be fun. I've always had this vision. We'd go fly a balloon over the seven wonders of the world. But there are much more exciting things waiting to be done. One of the things I am determined to do is be part of a team that sends a balloon to fly over Venus. When I started ballooning all those years ago, we thought the novelty would be over in no time. And now people are really serious about sending balloons to Venus and to Titan, Saturn's moon, quite small balloons, but carrying cameras and instruments.
Is that possible? right. Yeah. Must be.
No question. I mean, and truthfully, a balloon for Venus, which is the reason it's so attractive. The surface temperature of Venus is 850 degrees Fahrenheit. At an altitude, 50 kilometers altitude, it's room temperature, and the air is quite dense, the atmosphere is quite dense. You're a perfect place to fly a balloon, and the balloon is actually the easy part of the project. The hard parts are communication over 20 million miles, and the expensive part is buying a rocket to get it there.
Have you always been a big dreamer?
I have no doubt about it.
Yeah. Earlier we were talking about beer, you mentioned, so not only is the song Up, Up and Away something that is sacred to you, that was a turning point for you, but there are actually three songs here. Yes.
So three songs which just changed the history of my life. And the first was that today it dates me. Somebody lent me a copy of Brenda Lee on the 45. See, I left my life in San Francisco when I was an undergraduate at Oxford, and I can remember to this day the exact spot in the front corner I was at John's College. I could almost point out the actual cobblestone, the moment at which I just said to myself, no, you could go to San Francisco, and it did. And coming to America transformed my ideas of everything. And the following year, as a result of coming to America, my eyes opened so much, I determined to travel the world. And I did the British equivalent of the Peace Corps and went to active Bangladesh for 2 years and taught. So that's one song. Just I left my heart in San Francisco, went to San Francisco, up and away in my beautiful balloon. I went up in a balloon. And then my parents, my mother especially, was saying after each balloon project, they were saying, you know, since you've had your fun back, now you can do something sensible. And I'll never forget, across the Sahara Desert by balloon, they were the first people to do that back in the 70s. And I can remember that apartment I lived in Kensington, and lying in the tub and listening to the radio and listening to Elton John, Yellow Brick Road. There's a line in there, when are you going to come down? And thinking, I don't have to come down. You know, this is working, I'm getting paid, and it's not to leave for example. And my balloon career never did come down, never has come down yet.
I love that shared passion for music right there. Music really can change lives. I've seen it, we've seen it here too. Julian Knott, it is such a pleasure to have you in studio. I could sit and talk to you for another hour. You can find out more about Julian's story at Knott.com. Before I let you go, any tips for people if they're interested in balloon?
If anybody wants to go for balloon, right, there are a couple of local places to go. Go to my website, as we said, N-O-T-T, Knott.com. Go there, send me an email, and I can put you in touch direct with people.
Julian, it's a pleasure to have you, and congratulations on the new world's record. Thank you for coming in.
Such a pleasure. Thank you.